We, at camp one time, we had lightning strike a pump, and we had 120 campers and no water. That was a real mess.
Yeah.
We had to have them all drinking milk and Kool-Aid that had already been mixed up, you know.
Yeah.
One time it happened, we didn't have water for 3 days. That was terrible.
Hmm.
Let me see. Used to be when you'd buy flour, you'd buy it in a big, well, if you want to buy a lot of flour, you'd buy it in a big, what do you call it?
Well, I don't know, I'd call it a sack. We used to buy 48-pound sack of flour.
Uh-huh.
Old time, but she made a lot of light bread and made biscuits and
uh-huh.
everything.
Yeah. Hmm. What do you call that kind of sack or a bag that potatoes are shipped in?
Well, it'd be plastic, I guess, is what they're coming in now.
Yeah. What was it before it was plastic?
Well, I was thinking it's just in a big tow sack.
Uh-huh, yeah. What's the difference between a tow sack and a flour sack?
Well, a flour sack is a fine cloth sack, like, only it's heavier than a shirt, and a tow sack is just weed.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't hold flour very good.
If you went to the store and got some groceries, the checker would put them in a what?
Well, it's usually a sack or one of the boxes that these groceries come in or whatever you...
What's the sack usually made out of at the grocery store?
Well, it's paper.
Yeah.
Heavier paper.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm always running out. I need those things, you know, to carry the trash out in. I keep them like that, you know, and it seems like I run out of sacks before I run out of trash.
Yeah. She always uses a paper sack in there.
Uh-huh.
I never have seen her using a box. She's always got a sack sitting there.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's hard to find boxes. I had to move recently, and I combed that town looking for boxes, finally found some. But a lot of the grocery stores now, they mash them down themselves, you know, and they won't let you have them. They won't give them to you.
We got some extra box around here. I had a neighbor up there move, and she wanted me to pick her up some boxes. When I'd go to the grocery store, I'd get wherever they had them, or they'd let me have them. Or I trade there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them for me.
Mm-hmm. That's good. You know people like that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, people put a big wooden thing out to catch rainwater.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
Barrel.
Okay.
You heard of a rain barrel?
Yeah, I've heard of them. We used to have one.
Yeah.
What do you call those metal things that run around the barrel? That...
I call them bands or hooks, whatever you want.
Okay. What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in a pretty large quantity?
You know, I don't remember.
Did you ever use molasses?
Yeah, well, they... What I buy comes in a glass bowl, you know, big at the bottom and comes out at the top.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They're a quart, half a gallon, I believe.
Uh-huh.
About as big as I ever buy.
If you had a salt box and it didn't have a spout, you'd have to make a deal that, or you'd have to have a deal that looked like that.
To fill it?
Pour that salt down in there, you know, what do you call this thing?
Funnel.
Okay. What did you used to have to make the horses go faster if you were riding in a buggy?
Whip.
Okay. What would you call the amount of corn that you could take to the mill at one time to be ground?